Eskol mini mashkim. Tough side, Rashi. Shev eskol mini mashkim. Afal pi sheinich nosin bekeris. Even though the water comes into the stomach, derech havesha through the food pipe, hareya the lungs moitzitzon, like sucks out b'shavosun mibad l'doifne keris. It sucks out the lecha, it's the wetness from the keris. That's what the lungs do. His reya the lungs shev eskol mini mashkim. It sucks out the dead mashkim in the body. Kovei yeliver kois. If the meat of kaas comes from the liver. Nora, the gall is right on top of it. Zarekis betifa throws in some tifa manichtoi. It stops you from being angry. So you don't have a good mora, you become too angry. It stops the anger is the mora. Rashi, zarekis betifa, mora. O manichtoi minakas. The mora, the gall, that stops you from being angry. Tchoil, the milk, shoichet. That's when you start laughing. That's the koich of laughter in your body. Comes from the tchoil. Rashi, shoichet, shoich. Kukavin, Rashi, that's the oif. Who are hamasas for the hema? That's the type of a stomach you have in a behemoth. It's the crookman, that's the digestive system of an oif. Toichin, that grinds up the food for the oif. Kevom, the stomach, yishon. Keva yishon. And af, keva means from the stomach makes you go to sleep. That gives you the curse to sleep. Af, your nose, neya, that's what wakes you up. Trashi, af hachoitim neya mikitsim shnose, that's what wakes you up from your nose. Neyer hayoshin. It was supposed to put you to sleep, the cave of that would stay awake, if that wouldn't put you to sleep. Or else, Yoshin HaNeir, Yekaycha the nose, is supposed to wake you up in the morning, that would be sleeping, Nimek Poylechle, that wouldn't work, you'd be like a maze, Nimek, your body would disintegrate, Poylechle, and you'd be gone. Rashi, Neir HaYoshin VeYoshin HaNeir, Shenes Chalfot, they would change over, Obo HaShinem Enach, and you'd go to sleep because of your nose. Va'akeva Neiris, and you have to rely on your cave of the stomach to wake you up. Is nimak velechloi, Mr. Nenes velechesloi, v'nim shach lemisa. You'll end up nim shach lemisa. It wouldn't work out. By the Tana, in shneim yishan, both of them sleep at the same time. Is the af, the nose, and the keva. Or shneim nurim, both to be awake at the same time as miyad meis. That's part of the chas di Hashem. Tanya Rabbi Yosef Lili Yoyna. Tzadikim, what's called a tzadik? You always say somebody's a tzadik. A tzadik means yetzer toiv shoftim. Everybody has a Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. A tzaddik means that he rules over his Yetzer Hara. His Yetzer Tov, his Shofet, rules over the Yetzer Hara. That's a tzaddik. Shenema David said, V'libi cholo v'kirbi. V'libi means cholo, means like my Yetzer Hara is cholo, is dead inside me. And he has no shlita. That's called a tzaddik. So Rashi, V'libi cholo v'kirbi, Yetzer Hara, harehu kemeis v'kirbi. The Yetzer is like dead inside me, David HaMelech said. Sheyesh bidadi l'choifek, because I have keyach on me to be koifim, to force him to do what I want. That's called a tzaddik. Rishoyim, what's called a rasha? Yetzer rashayftem, they can't hold themselves back. The Yetzer rashayftem over them. Shenema nerum peshem a rasha, v'kerem libi. Ein pachar l'kim l'negereinu. They don't have any pachar, rashi nerum peshem a rasha, oma David, v'kerem libi yesh. The Yetzirah tells you don't have pachad l'kim. Alma Yetzirah shoyftoi ad she'machikoi she'inam is pachad l'yetzirah. That the Yetzirah is shoyot over you that you have no more yiras Hashem. That's called the Rosha. Beinonim, what's called the middle person? That's everybody. Is zeh v'zeh shoyftoi. That we have both of them. You have to watch out. The Yetzirah is shoyftoi. Sometimes we listen to the Yetzirah and sometimes listen to the Yetzirah Toiv. Shenem, the Pesach says, Yamad Yemin Evyein, Nershiyah Mishayftoi Nafshin. Oh, my Rav, so Rav said, Kugurin Onu Beinanim. Rav said, he himself is only a Beinanim. He's not a Tzaddik, he's not a Rosh, he's a Beinanim. And sometimes he ate Soros Mizabar over him. Omalei Abaya, Abaya says back to Rav, Oy Bazoi, Loishovik Machai Lecho Beria. If you're a Beinanim, who's going to be a Tzaddik then? Not leaving a life for anybody. Who could be called a Tzaddik then? Rashi Leshovik Marachai Lecho Beria. Imata min abenim. If you call yourself an abenim, ain lechot tzadik gomad yolam. If you are rov, there's only abenim. There can't be a tzadik gomad. Liyama rova lo ivri alma el lirishoy gemuri. This world has the hanois of olam hazeh to enjoy yourself only for this world that was created for the rishoyim. That they get the schar of this world, they get the reinish yenimvil. Rashi lirishoy gemuri olam hazeh shein lehem olam abor klum. Means they only live on this world. They have no olam abor. They have to get all the schar in this world. Grain achov, shoya oshir, moid, kudyoma, lei, ben hadad. Kaspachos avachol lihu. He's a very rich person, achov, he's a big rosho, so you got all the schar in this world, no way to mabur. Oile tzadiki gemuri. Trashi, Shara doesn't mean the Sluti Gemuri. So Rashi has the Girsa, Sluti Gemuri Elam Abo. Rashi had the Girsa. Mishayim Lehem Be'elam Azeh Klum. They have nothing in this world. Kegoin Rabbi Chanina Ben Doisa. She Daimloi Bekav Charuvim Era Shabbos Lava Shabbos. We had the Gemara before. That Chanina Ben Doisa used to eat one little boxer from Era Shabbos to Era Shabbos. So he had no Hanav Elam Azeh. For him was trained Elam Abo. Omar Rova. Leida inish benafshe in tzadik gomurim lach. As well as says, a person should know what you are. She should think into it. It's mitzvah. The person should know, are you a tzadik or not? Or are you a rasha? He's nageir. You have to watch yourself. Are you shelter over yetzar or you're not? Omer rav le'ivri alme le'yachad benamri. The same one before. That this world and earth, Elo Mazir, was only created for the Rishoyim. Le'yad chanina ben doiso. And le'yachad ben imri, Elo Mazir. Le'yad chanina ben doiso, Elo Mabu. The worlds were only created El Yachav ben Imri or Chanina ben Doisa. Two worlds were only created for these two people. His Yachav ben Imri for Russia or Elam Azeh was created to have only enjoyment in this world. The Chanina ben Doisa Elam Abo. The Chanina ben Doisa was created Elam Abo. But the Pesuk says Mishnah Behafta Hashem Lekecha. It's supposed to be Eved Hashem with the Tzara Toiv of Tzara Ra. Say it again. Well, Chai Vodim Lavorach Al Ruach Hashem Shavorach Al Toivo. Shenem Rabbi Ahavtu as Hashem Lekecha B'chol Lavovo B'chol Al Lavovecha. We will say B'dash in the Mishnah. B'chol Lavovcho B'shnei Yitzrecho. B'yet Yitzrecho B'yet Zara. B'chol Nashrecho Akibu Mitzvah Shnashrecham. B'chol Medecho B'chol Mamoincho. D'vracha B'chol Medecho B'chol Midu Midu Shumoidid Loch. If anything that Hashem does to us, whether it's Zara or Toiv, we have to thank back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Weiner. In Nema b'chol nafshecha, the pasuk just said b'chol nafshecha. You should be ha'aptes Hashem b'chol lebov b'chol nafshecha. Lo ma nema b'chol midecha. Why is the pasuk have to say again b'chol modecha? In Nema b'chol modecha, it says b'chol modecha. Lo ma nema b'chol nafshecha. Why do you have to say with your mom and with your life? Chur says you have to be able to Hashem with your life. Your life is more valuable than your money. So why do you have to give up your money to be able to Hashem? Elo in yesh b'chol adam shegul pechav v'lov. Most people, their life is more valuable than the money. Lekach nema b'chol nafshecho. Yishat ha'apto et Hashem l'techa b'chol nafshecho. Or v'im yesh t'chod, when we have some people, shema moino echov vola megufay, their money means more to them than the life means to them, is lekach nema b'chol nidecho. Still, you have to be over Hashem with all your money also. Rebbe Kiva v'ayme b'chol nafshecho means afidu moitlas nafshecho. Afidu for mysterious nefesh, still you have to have Abbas Hashem. Tana Rabbonim, what was the maestro of Rebbe Kiva? Tana Rabbonim. Pamachat one time is Gozra Malchus Roshes Lo Yasuk Yisrael Batera. The Malchus made Xero, nobody can learn Torah. Is Bo Prophet Ben Yehuda Mosler Rabbi Kiva. Prophet Ben Yehuda was going in the streets and he found Rabbi Kiva Shoyamakil Kilos Barabim. He found him learning Barabim with Talmidim Torah. The Yosik Batera. He found the Mamish learning Barabim. Omalai, so Prophet asked him, Omalai Akiva. He had to miss your name, Malchus. Aren't you afraid of the king? He made Xerah. If you learn Torah, Rabbi, he'll kill you. Aren't you afraid? Oh, my Lord, Rabbi Kiva said the famous marshal. Em shulachom marshal la madavadev. I'll give you a marshal. What's his name? Lishua to the fox. Shoyim alech agabi anor. He's walking over the river. The raw dogim shoyim miskabtsu mimoklamokim. He saw the fish inside flying from, swimming from one side. They're very tumultic, the fish. They were swimming from one side to the other side. Omalem, so the shul, the fox, asked the fish, Vnei ma tem borchem, how come you're running so much today, back and forth? Omru loim if nei rishos say shemavina leinu. As we know, there are the nets here that are the care to capture us, the fish, so we're swimming fast to get away from the nets. Vnei yodim, that the people are coming to capture us. Omalem, so the fox told the fish, Ritzoinchem, if you want, shetal lo yabosha, come on the rip, come on the yabosha, come on the dry land here. Vnidu aniv atem, and we'll live together, me and you. Kishem Shador Avoyser, the same way our fathers lived, Im Avoseichem, with your fathers. So this means, I don't know, Tzach, what does it mean, our fathers and your fathers? When did the fathers of fish ever live with the men? I don't know. But Kura is just part of the shul, just I'm talking to him, this part of the talk, like he was saying. Live, come on the dry land, and live together, the same way our fathers lived together. Omulah, so the fish answered back, Atu Shoyim Malecha Fikech Shebechayas. On you, fox, usually we said, you're the smartest animal, the fox. Lo, if you care, you're not a pikech, you're a tipper shot, you're a dope. On a Mesirayim, Madach in the water. That's the place where fish can live. We're afraid maybe people will capture us and kill us. But Makim Misosav Sveinu, if you take us out on the dry land, we're going to die for sure. Alach of Kamu, but Kamu will be dead. What kind of race is that we should come and live with you on the Abasha? Dr. Bekiva, Afa Nachnu Asha. We're the same way here in this world. It's Yidin. Shanu Yoshkim Yosnim Batayra. That right now we're learning Torah. Shekosav Bo Torah says, Kihu Chayecha Vyeruch Yemecha. Where's the Yid's life? He lives from learning Torah. It's Kach Im. Onu Hochim of Atlim Imenu. If we're going to stop learning now and stop listening to the Goyim, Halakha Tzalam the Kamu will be killed. So what are you telling me? Why am I learning Torah Barabim? The Goyim will kill me. What? The other race to stop learning, they for sure will be killed. The Melech Kedash for me to sit and learn Torah, even though I'll be killed. Omru, they sent over the Maestro of the Hur, Yom Mawati, and Machet Tosu, Rabbi Kiva. In Echlami, the government captured Rabbi Kiva, the Choshuva, they start to put him in jail. The Tosu, all the prophets, Ben Yehuda, he was also captured for some other, for monkey business he was captured for. Some money business he was captured for. The Choshu Eslan, they put him into jail next to Rabbi Kiva. Omalai prophets. So prophets asked Rabbi Kiva, Mia Vichalakan, who brought you here? Oh, not forget Rabbi Kiva, said to Omalai prophets. Mirachakan, it's Rabbi Kiva, it's about the prophets. Who brought you here? And this time in me, I'm here because I'm learning Torah. What you got put in jail for? Is Omalai. So prophets in the back. Ashrecha Rabbi Kiva, you're good for you. She had Tafasta Divri Torah. You were put in jail because you were learning Torah. Oily the prophet, she had Tafasta Yadvaran Batalim. I was tough as time, I was a butler, I got caught stealing something. I did so Yadvaran Batalim. Is Bishor Shirt Sivash Rabbi Kiva La Riga. I saw Rubi Malkus, and the Malkus took out the Kiva to kill him. Is the man Krishma Hoya. Where you're starting Espesora, they were ripping off his skin from Asreke Shabazo with iron combs. Where you're Makabal all of Omacha Shemayim. He was still saying Shemay Yisrael, the Avo. Omra Samid Rabbeinu, I can't, even such a master, the mom is killing you. Still, you can do it, the Avo. Omra him, Kvaketa Bekita said, Kol Yomai, all my lifetime, Yisim Tzara, I was waiting. Our Postik Zeh, when I went to this Postik that says, Bechol Nafshachon, you have to be Avas Hashem, Bechol Nafshachon, what does that mean? Our Filo Moitlas Hashmasa. It's not that you have to let them do it. I'm not that you put yourself in such a matzah. But even if it comes to such a matzah where the goyim are coming to kill you, still, b'chol nafshechon. There's a matzah. Kiva said, "Mosta yovlu yodig akemenu." Kiva's whole lifetime is waiting and saying, "When will come this time when I can make this possible b'chol nafshechon?" The yachshur shabolu yodig. And now, when it came to me this opportunity, loya akemenu shouldn't I be making it? For you marach dechod, he was marach long in dechod, as shiotsu nishmasav yechod. Yotzabat, and he was nifter them by the end of Echad. Yotzabat, Basel came out to Yomru and said, Ashrecha Rebbe Kivash, Yotz Mishmoskod Echad. Omru Mach Yeshot Nekorosh Borchu. Zuterev Zuzchara. So Malachim Atanis the Yevishta. This is Torah and this is Char of Kivra, the grace of my Torah. He is the one you're killing like this. Neminsim Yotcha Hashem Neminsim. Omru Lehem. Chelkon Bechayim. Why don't you leave them b'chayim? Yotzabatko v'yomra ashrecha Rabbi Kiva sh'atim mezumu l'chayla mabo. It's not a kasha, it's he's mezumu l'chayla mabo. So what's in Melochim, Maritayna, Zutar v'zuzchorin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'aytul, his madregis. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is l'tav, it's for our good. So Rabbi Kiva is good, they have such a mitzvah, it's a mechapa for everybody. And with that he was reichu with a bigger place in Olam Habo. I'll tell you just one thing. The Thursday Shia just, I made one mistake. About buying new kelim, he said, when you make a Shech Yonu. So Thursday Shia, I learned that Lokach B'chos of Alochon means if you bought something and you sold it, then you buy it back again. That's a toys. That's the one case you don't make a Shech Yonu. Lokach means you bought like one car. B'chos of Alochon means then you bought a second car. That's when you make a Shech Yonu. But in the case where you own the kelim, you bought a kelim, then you sold it, then you bought it back, and then you don't make a Shech Yonu. Hey, the two cases in the Mishnah was, one case is first you got a Yerusha, you got a car Yerusha, you never bought it. Then you bought a second car, then you have to make a bracha. One man Yom says, even if you bought the first car, and now you buy a second car, even the second one is also being bought, still you have to make a Shech Yonu. But when you buy back the first thing you once had, then for sure you don't make a Shech Yonu. That's not just a big simcha, because since you once owned it, even though you sold it, when you buy it back again, that's not just a simcha, that's enough to make a bracha. Aleph on the days and 10 lines down from the bottom, Le'ikolodim es Roshoi. The Mishnah says, Le'ikolodim es Roshoi keneged Shara Mizrach. You come near the base of Migdash on the Shara Mizrach, the east side, you should have Kalas Rosh. Why? Shu mechuvin connected base kodesh hakadoshim. Because on the Mizrach, the east side, you can see straight through every Pesach, one is open to the next one. If all the doors are open, you can see straight through into the Kodesh Kodoshim. There's also have Yiro and then have Kalos Rosh. So the Moro, Om Rav Yudom Arav lo yamor ne'ele minat seifin ufnim. Only if you're inside Yerushalayim from the place seifin, which is the Mokim, that from there you can still see the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi minat seifin, Mokim she'cholim liroys misham harabayis. You can see from there the harabayis. But if you're further away from Seifim, then you can't see the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara Uveroyim, you need two Tanoim, and you have to be able to see the Beis HaMikdash also. That's when it's like you call Odom as Rosh. For Yitmanami, Omer Rav Abba Brei de Rav Chiyo, Bar Abba, Hochi Omer Rav Yechinen, Loi Omru Ela Menat Seifim Lufnim. Only if you're inside Yerushalayim from this place of Seifim and inwards closer to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. Uveroyim, and you can see it. Uvishen Gedr, also means there's no fence between you and the Beis HaMikdash. Uvizman Shashchina Shoira. Only Vizman, the Beis HaMikdash is there when the Shechina is on that Mokum of the Harabais. So Rashi Baroyim, Sheyochol Liros Misham Prat in Mokum Lomachu. You could see it only if it's not too high or too low. But otherwise, you'd be able to see straight through into the Beis HaMikdash. Uvishen Gedr, Mastik Benel Harabais. There's no Gedr. If you have a Gedr, then you don't have to be makpid about the Kalos Rosh. That's the first man of the Yomer. You only have this Indian of the Loyiko, Lodimus Roshay, Bizman, the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim. Turn around, Hanifne Yehuda. Someone has to go to the Beis HaKisei in Yehuda, that's the Mokum near Yerushalayim, is Loyifna Mizruch Umarev. You shouldn't be Nifne B'Shas you have to make, you shouldn't be facing either Mizruch Umarev. It's also providing there's no kaisi, not near a wall, you're in an open field. So an open field, you shouldn't be facing Mizruch or Marav, because that's where the Shechina is. El Tzofen V'dorim. You should only be facing either Tzofen north or south. Over Golu, that's further up north, that's further up away from the Beis HaMikdash, is Layifna, there you shouldn't be ponu, shouldn't have to go make. El Mizruch or Marav. There you could be facing Mizruch or Marav. Mashenki, not Tzofen V'dorim. Because if you face towards Dorim, you're facing towards the Beis HaMikdash. Since you're all the way up north now, if you face downwards towards south, you'll be facing towards the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Yossi is Matir, no, in Golo, that's away from Yerushalayim already, there's no Akpada which way you are a Nifne. Rav Yossi Yomer, Lo Yosu Ela Beroya, it's only also to be Nifne in a place where from there you could see the Beis HaMikdash. Olamokim Shem Shom Gedr, and a place where there's no fence, if there was a fence there, it's also mutter to be Nifner. Olvizman Shashchina Shoira. He also, it's only also Vizman the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim. Olvizman is there, there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's mutter to be Nifner any place, any time you want. That's a Yosi Shita. Sirashi, Ha Nifner Behuda Le Yifner Mizruch Amarev. Achurav Le Mizruch, your back shouldn't be towards Mizruch, uponav your face to Amarev. Lo yachru l'marav the opposite way upon of the mizruch of neish Yerushalayim beretz Yehuda he v'tzvayno shleretz Yehuda the north side of eretz Yehuda the gvul shebenyulu the binyamin v'yesh meretz Yehuda imenu ad seif eretz Yisrael. It's for mizruch to marav is like from one gvul to the other gvul v'imenu l'marav ad seif eretz Yisrael sheretz Yehuda al pnei kol erech eretz Yisrael he min ha-mizruch l'marav. It's eretz Yehuda goes from the mizruch boundary to the marav boundary. Any place of Mizruch Amarib, we're afraid you'll be opening towards Yerushalayim, or either your front or your back. But if you're facing north and south, Yifna, then it's okay. You shouldn't still be facing Mamish Keneged Yerushalayim. Or the Golul, Vitzvoinish Le'at Yisrael, that's more up north of Eretz Yisrael, Le'yach, the part of the Yishun, face Sofim V'dorim, Ela Mizruch Amarev. But there, Mizruch Amarev is okay, because Mizruch Amarev is not connected to Yerushalayim. V'achom Moisum, V'asinim V'chom Mokom, V'chom Hem, V'chom Hem, V'chom Hem, so Rabbi Yossi is Matir. So Rabbi Yossi says it's only after if you come out and see Yerushalayim, see the Beis HaMikdash, and the Zman, the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim. The Chum Moisim, the Chum Moisim now it's Osir. For the Gemara, the Chum Moisim, Tanakama, they both hold it's Osir. The more Ike Benayi, it's Dodim. The question is, if you're not Mamish Keneged Yerushalayim, you're on the side of Yerushalayim, either further up or further down. You're on the Tzodim of Yerushalayim. Is that Osir or not? The Chum Moisim is still Osir. But Tan Yidach, another Brisa says,
Tanifne Yehuda, if you have to go making Yehuda, Lo Yifne Mizruch Amarav, you shouldn't be facing Mizruch Amarav. El Tzof V'Dorim, only north to south, because that's not connected to Beis Hamikdash. Or the Golul, which is further up, and you start further north, then Tzof V'Dorim is also. Because if you face Dorim, you'll be facing towards the Beis Hamikdash. Mizruch Amarav is Mutzah, because that's not connected to the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Yosi Matesh, or Rabbi Yosi Yoyme, Lo Osu El Abaroyah. Yisold, even in Yerushalayim, in Yehuda, it's only Osir, and a place where you can mama see the Harabai is the Beis Hamikdash. You can't see it, it's Mutter. You have Yehuda right there, Bizman Shem Beis Hamikdash Kayim Osir. It's only Osir Bizman the Beis Hamikdash Kayim. Bizman Shem Beis Hamikdash Kayim, it's Mutter. Then any place, any way, you have Menifne, it's Mutter. We have Akiva though, we hold like a Akiva the Chumrah, we have Akiva Oyster the Chomokim. The Akiva asks the Chomokim. Whether it is man the Beis Hamikdash, whether it is man there's no Beis Hamikdash. For the Gemara of Kiva and a Tanakama also says it also at all times. Whether it is man the Beis Hamikdash, whether it is man the Beis Hamikdash is not Kayim. The Gemara then Ikebenayu Chutz Lorenz of the Chumrah. According to a Tanakama, it's only Yosir in Eretz Yisrael. According to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Kiva though, it's also even a Chutz Lorenz. It's not enough meaning in America. The Chutz Lorenz to be Yosir Tenifne Mizrach and Bitzofen. Marav and Mizrach and Marav, because from where we are now, Mizrach site is towards Eretz Yisrael. So if you be Nifna towards Mizrach, it be called towards Eretz Yisrael. Towards Yerushalayim would be Yosef to be Nifna. That's what the Kiva holds. Afilu Chutzlos Yad Disisa. And we'll soon see that's what we're asking. Rabba Zot Gemara Heavy Shadin Le Livni. When Rabba went to make his Beis Akisa, at that time they didn't have any fancy place. He used to put stones up, two stones, and a makom to sit in between it. So he built his two stones, Mizrach Amarav. He put it between Mizrach Amarav. And by this he was Makbid, because he was in Golul. And in Golul, it's only Mutti Mizrach Amarav, but between Sofen and Dorim, it's also. And even though it's Bizman is there now, there's no Beis Hamikdash, he still Rabbah holds like a Kiva, it's also. So Rabbah had Yishad and he was Dafka Makbid to make his Beis Kisei to Mizrach Amarav. Is also Labaya, Abaya went, Shadinu Miz Sofen V'Dorim. Abaya changed it around. Made the stones face between north and south. As he wanted to see if Rabba was makbid, like he passed on Rabbi Kiva, even Bizman Azen, Chutzlos would be Yosar, or else no stam Rabba happened to make it that way. But if he changes around, maybe it's also Mutter. So Meister was no, old Rabba went right back, Tatsinu, and he fixed it back again, that he was makbid, the stone should that could be facing between Mizrach Amarav, since he was away from Yerushalayim, he was in Golan. Omar, and Rabba said, Man hayde mitzarli, who's giving me such tsar that's changing around my basic kisei? Because these rabba holds, anok rabbi kiva surely, the yoma b'chol mokam osam. Anok rabbi kiva b'chol mokam it's osam. So Drashi, yurosim yachbid rabbi akach, is thrilok rabbi kiva, the yoma b'chutzlo asamik avdin, ola di milsa. It's even a chutzlo asosu is makbid. It's a bee where you're, like in America here, you're facing towards Mizruch. Where that's the psalm towards Eretz Yisrael, towards Yerushalayim, will be also Tanifne towards Mizrach. That's where we possibly going to keep him. So Tosfos, Rabbi Kiva Oisa B'Chomokom, Mizrach Achurov Upanav L'Mariv. Your back is towards Mizrach, you go back towards Yerushalayim. O Maskin and Afudu Chutzlos, even Chutzlos Yasa Chinisa. Of a Mephorosh Yerushalayim, we possibly like this, Ubavad Chain Shom Kaisel. There's only talking about if you make it outside in the street, outside in the fields. Then you shouldn't do it towards Mizrach. But the Maestu, we always have Beis Akisa, we have walls inside the room, it's inside the house. But there's a gedda there, then there's no Akpoza. Then you can make any way you want. So only if you're making it outside in the fields, then even in America, you shouldn't do it towards Mizrach. Towards Mizrach Amarav. You should be facing Dorim and Sofen. Right. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Kiva.